Hello, friends.
I'm Marissa Blackwood, and welcome to All Things Murder.
Welcome to All Things Murder, the show that dives into real true crime cases that inspired pop culture movies and shows we know today. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and if you're thinking about going to Mexico for spring break, then I advise you to not watch the 2007 American-Mexican horror film, Borderland. Don't watch it if you're going. Borderland was written and directed by Zev Berman. It is loosely based on the true story of Adolfo de Jesus Constanzano, who was a drug lord and the leader of a religious cult that practiced human sacrifice. The cult kidnapped and murdered University of Texas student Mark J. Kilroy in 1989 when he was on spring break. Listener's discretion is advised. If you're a fan of horror movies or true crime, or perhaps both like myself, don't forget to like and subscribe. Also, don't forget to check us out on YouTube at All Things Murder. New episodes on Thursdays. Adolfo Constanzano was born on November 1st, 1962, in Miami. He was the son of Delia Aurora Gonzalez de Valle, who was a 15-year-old Cuban immigrant who went on to have two more kids, each with different dads. Her first husband, Adolfo's biological father, passed away when he was just a baby. So she ended up moving to Puerto Rico with her kid, and then she went on to marry her second husband, and the family moved back to Miami in 1972, where shortly after, this new stepfather died. Little did she know that her son would grow up to become a drug lord and cult-leading mass murderer. Yeah, I don't think most moms hope that for their child. Like, I want you to be a doctor, a lawyer, a drug leader and cult leader. I didn't see that in the cards. In compliance to his stepfather's wishes, Adolfo was baptized as a Catholic and briefly served time as an altar boy. He would accompany his mom on trips to Haiti, where there he learned about voodoo and he practiced it secretly with his mom.
Again, your son is a drug dealer and a cult leader. You showing him voodoo is clearly not leading to a good path, okay? Not good parenting. Bad parenting.
When he was a teenager, he became the apprentice of a local sorcerer who made himself rich through his dealings and drug deals with local drug dealers. It was supposedly that this sorcerer who introduced him to Pelo Mayomi, which involves animal sacrifice. Delia remarried, and his new dad was both involved in the religion and drug dealing. Ooh, a twofer. Adolfo and his mom were arrested numerous times for theft, vandalism, and shoplifting. Again, this is not a bonding activity to do with your son. The cult. As an adult, Adolfo moved to Mexico City, and there he met the men who were to become his followers. A Martin Quintana, Jorge Montes, and Omar Orea. It was also rumored that he began a sexual relationship with both Martin and Omar. His cult members nicknamed him the Godfather, or El Padrino. The group started selling Adolfo's fortune-telling and ritual cleansing services to the community, like, hey, need something done, go to the Adolfo. They would deal with gangsters, drug dealers, as well as high-ranking corrupt law enforcement officers. On their behalf, they performed rituals and animal sacrifices said to give to their clients good luck, using both locally available animals like goats and chickens, as well as exotic ones like zebras and lion cubs. Chickens are one thing, okay? Why a zebra and a lion cub? That's too far. Way too far.
At the peak of his career, Adolfo had over 30 paying clients and had purchased a $60,000 condominium in Mexico City and bought several luxury cars and had recruited at least 4 members of the Federal Justice Police. Like, hey, not gonna get me. Got the police in my pocket, bro. In 1985, they apparently escalated to using human remains in rituals, obtaining them by robbing graveyards. Before long, his cult decided that the spirits of the dead that resided in the cauldron would be stronger, you know, given the cult more powerful protection with live human sacrifices instead of old bones. The killing soon totaled more than 20 victims, whose mutilated bodies were found in and around Mexico City. The murders. In 1986, Adolfo was introduced to the members of the Calzada crime family and started selling his services as a fortune teller, you know, buttering him up. The following year, he demanded a full partnership with him. When they turned him down, his cult kidnapped, tortured, and ended up murdering 7 members of the Calzada family. Dude, I understand you wanted a yes. This is showing you do not take rejection well. Killing 7 people is not taking rejection well. The bodies were found with several body parts removed, including fingers, toes, brains, and in one case, a spine. Shortly afterward, he recruited another member, Sara Eldrante, who he nicknamed La Madrina, which was Spanish for the godmother. And she was appointed as high priestess of the cult, and he directed her to supervise his followers while he was shipping weed over the border into the U.S. So he got the godfather, and now he has the godmother. In 1988, Adolfo moved to Rancho Santa Elena, a compound in the Mexican desert where he also used to store large amounts of drugs. Like, hey, let's go to my other house here, where I keep all my goods. This is when he became more focused on human sacrifices, killing several people for his use in his rituals. Because most of them were prostitutes, homeless, or drug dealers, the disappearances went under the radar. So they're just like, no, you know, prostitutes. Who cares? People care. People care. On March 14th, 1989, Adolfo's cult committed the murder that would contribute to his downfall. The previous day, they had sacrificed and killed a random person, a random stranger, to ensure the safe passage of a shipment of 800 kilos of marijuana. That is so much weed. Their target became Mark J. Kilroy, who was the Texas pre-med student who was in Mexico on his spring break. So he's just on spring break trying to have a good old time, blowing off some steam. I get kidnapped and murdered. His family and friends alerted both the American and Mexican authorities, triggering a massive manhunt that would eventually bring about Adolfo's downfall. When the Mexican police busted a small-time weed dealer that April, it led them to the ranch where, as the police expected to find, a whole ton of drugs. What the police did not expect was the small windowless shack on the ranch property that one would later describe as a human slaughterhouse. They had accidentally stumbled upon Adolfo's nenga, which is like his cauldron, still filled with bits and pieces of victims. And mutilated body of Kilroy and others were buried in shallow graves on the grounds. The police burned the shack to the ground and called in a priest to perform a purification rite. Mexican authorities tracked him down a couple weeks later and surrounded him in his Mexico City apartment. When the officers approached his door, of course being panicked and frightened, he started shooting at him. That was resulting in a standoff that lasted 45 minutes and involved over 180 police officers. Only one person got injured.
180 police officers. Bro, give up. You are not coming out of this, okay? 180. That's surrounded. I surrender.
Aldolfo was obviously not willing to go to prison, and he ordered one of his followers, El Dubi de Leon, to shoot himself as well as his friend Martin. A total of 14 members were charged with a range of crimes, including murder, drug trafficking, firearm offenses, and obstruction of justice. Sarah El Durante, the godmother, Serafine Hernandez, and his brother Elio were sentenced to over 60 years in prison each, with Alvaro de Leon, the guy who shot him, receiving a 30-year sentence. None of them were prosecuted for Mark Kilroy's murder, though American authorities are so ready to do so if they are ever released. I don't think those people will ever, ever be released, but if they... some slight chance they are, it looks like America is ready to bring them to justice. Rest in peace to all of these victims. And that, my friends, is the true story of drug dealer and cult leader Aldolfo Constanzo. Thank you all so much for joining me. Please stay safe out there. Spring break is crazy. Know your limits. Stay safe. And don't forget to tune in next week for a new All Things Murder, if you dare. We'll be right back.